What's up, guys? Welcome back to Light House Podcast. Today I am by myself. I just want to talk quick. This is gonna be a little quick episode. I just wanted to talk about the Phoenix Suns and the Clippers. So a game like just started. Pat Bev has like 7 points. And it's like 15-9. Chris Paul has six. I gotta say, fair play to Pat Bev, but damn, his team going down, bro. Listen, I got since I don't got the Brooklyn Nets right now, I got Phoenix winning the chip. Phoenix is winning the chip, bro. Phoenix ain't, they're not failing this, bro. They're not losing this. Phoenix is gonna win the chip, and Phoenix is seriously a threat, and good to see Chris Paul. Hopefully we're gonna see Chris Paul get that ring. Can't wait. Let's go Suns, you know? Suns might almost become my third favorite team because I don't really got a third team. I'm like Gio, but with like his teams, like favorite teams. I'm a New York guy. I like Brooklyn. I like New York Knicks. I don't have a third team really. My third team is actually don't know. But it might be the Suns, you know. I might like the Suns. I'm not trying to bandwagon, but I mean they're not, it's not like they're there yet. But I'm saying they're gonna go. I'm saying they're going. I'm saying they're making. But I do believe that, you know, Phoenix has the potential to go all the way. If they win this game six, I believe that they are going all the way and beating whatever team they play in the finals, which I think it's going to be Atlanta, but I don't know. I think Atlanta's taking it also, but I feel it's going to be Phoenix. That Phoenix is going to win this chip. If they don't win the chip, then I don't know. Then it's Brooklyn next season. You know, it does suck that Brooklyn is out, because it is annoying to watch these other teams succeeding in the playoffs, but I got Phoenix. I got Phoenix. They were actually on I swear my NBA app, they're on my favorites. So I'm actually not a bandwagon. I mean, people are still gonna think I'm a bandwagon, but I'm not technically. Yeah, they're on my favorites list. Yeah, I should show you guys my favorites list. I don't even know how to check teams. In the Zach. I'm looking. Teams. Okay. My favorites. My favorites. Where is it? It's like I'm still looking. God damn. My favorites are I have four teams on my favorites list. It's Brooklyn, Knicks, Suns, and Rockets. Rockets because I like James Harden. I like James Harden, and I've liked James Harden. So, the Rockets were here. The Suns are here. The Knicks and the Nets. That's my NBA. That's my favorites for the teams list. Those my favorite teams that I love, like seeing play. Those are the teams. I guess those are the teams I root for. It's not just all good teams. Because sadly, the Rockets did not do great this year without Harden. I mean, that goes to show how good Harden was on this team, because Harden literally carried them, like literally carried them. It's bad how badly they carry them. It's yeah, I don't know. Houston needs to step that up, but they're getting second pick. I'll say it, my Houston Rockets are getting that second pick. My number four favorite team. Sounds weird. Like my number four. I only have four. I only have four. Fi I only like four teams. Like really like four teams. And like support four teams. Like obviously I mutually like the Celtics. Blah blah. I guess the Lakers. I don't know. I don't really like the Lakers. I like LeBron. That's it. That's not bandwagon. I got Cleveland jersey because I got LeBron jerseys, bro. But I do feel that Phoenix will take this. Phoenix will take it home. There, if Phoenix doesn't take that home, I'm gonna be very pissed off. But I'm probably gonna make a bet. I'm probably gonna bet on Phoenix, make some type of bet on Phoenix in the finals when they make it to the finals, because they're gonna do it. I did want to see a Suns Nets finals. Really wanted to see a Suns Nets finals. But at least the Suns still here. At least the Suns are still in the Western Conference finals. Hope they do well. Hoping the Clippers fall. Hoping they fall next season too. After they lose Kawhi Leonard. If they decide to lose Kawhi Leonard. Who knows? I feel like Kawhi's not going to resign if they lose this game tonight. Or if they just lose the Western Conference finals. Anyway, so I'm hoping for a Hawks Suns finals. That's what I believe would happen, and that's what I envision happening. I would, and then when that happens, I feel like Suns in six or Suns in five. Suns in five or Suns in six for the finals. Whoever, who, actually, who, whoever they go against. I feel like they'll go in five. I feel like if it's Milwaukee, they'll go in four. Especially that Giannis is hurt now. And then especially Trae Young's hurt. I say they can go in five. I feel like, because Atlanta's good. Don't get me wrong. I'm sad that Brooklyn couldn't be the team that takes on Atlanta, because we would have been killing them right now. We probably would have won 4-0 already. Like, only if we had Kyrie. Oh, and the Kyrie trade rumors are just pissing me off now. I honestly don't know why I'm recording this. I thought that I was gonna put this on my Netstock podcast, but here we are on the Lighthouse. I think. If not, then I'm on the Nets podcast. But actually, if you guys are listening to this, go check out the Netstock podcast. That's my other podcast. One of my other podcasts. We got three here. I have three. We have this one, the Lighthouse Extra, which we're gonna start using more eventually. Start using it a little bit more. I did just post an episode, like not too long ago, like a couple days ago. But yeah, make sure to check that out. Probably not gonna put sponsorship on this unless I already did, because I might have already did. I probably did. Yeah, never mind. Just scratch what I said. I probably put the sponsorship in here. It's probably gonna be the same sponsorship segment from now on. It's just gonna be the same one, cause it doesn't let me choose anymore. Like which one I could put on or to like record a new one. Like I can, but like then it's gonna go to every episode. So that one sponsorship segment is going to be on every episode. That's fine. It doesn't really matter to me. But I'm trying to think if I got anything else to say. Suns in five in the finals, Suns in six in the Western Conference Finals. Yeah. They're winning the chip. If they don't win the chip, then I was gonna say something stupid, like I'll delete the pod, but I don't want to delete the pod. Oh yeah, I'll put a pod up. Not this one though. This pod's our baby. If the Suns don't win the chip, I will delete my Nets Talk podcast. I will delete my Nets Talk podcast. Since it's like, it's not great, I haven't posted way too much on there. I posted a couple, like, six, seven times. We don't have that many listeners. We got, like, 10 at the moment. I mean, compared to this one, it's alright. I don't know why I'm gonna wager a podcast on the Suns winning the chip. So, If the Suns don't win the chip, then I'm going to delete the Nets Talk podcast. I should have recorded this on the Nets Talk podcast. I might just put up a quick episode saying that. Yeah, I'm going to delete the Nets Talk podcast if... Well, if you guys want to go check now, if you guys want to go stream the Nets Talk podcast, please do before it goes away, because the Suns are winning the chip. But, actually, no, wait. If the Suns win the chip, I keep it. Oh, well, whatever. If they don't win, which they might not, no, they're going to win it. That's why I'm betting it. But if they end up losing, go check out the pod, the Nets Talk podcast. Please stream it up. Probably deleting it, so just in case. I'm so confused. No, I'm not gonna delete it. I keep confusing myself because I keep thinking that I'm gonna delete it if they win, but I'm gonna delete it if they lose. Which I'm watching the game right now, so they're by 3 right now. So let's just win this game. You know what? I'm so confident. Not even if they win the chip, if they win this Clippers game that they're playing right now, I'm going to delete that Nets Talk podcast. If they win this game that they're playing against the Clippers right now, I will delete the Nets Talk podcast. That's how confident I am. They're going to win the chip, and they're going to win this game. They're going to win the game 6, and they're going to win the chip. That's all I'm saying. I think that's going to do it for me here. Just a short episode. I think it might have passed 10 minutes, so probably it's going to count as an episode. For season 4. That's going to be season 4, episode 8. We have 2 more pre-recorded episodes coming out. I have one, me talking about the mock drafts, which will be coming out July 2nd. And then I have me and Gio talking about movies and shows part 2. Because at the end of that episode, we talked about sticking for part 2, because we started doing tier lists on like stuff. Like, we did a tier list on Fast and Furious. But then we ended up just doing like tier lists on NBA teams and just NBA and football. And then I forgot what else we talked about. We talked about something else. And then, yeah, I can't fully remember. I kind of just spoiled it, but it's okay. You guys are going to hear it all anyway if you guys want to listen to those. Mirza Mahim episode is 1 more stream to hitting 40. So thank you all for that. But yeah, that's going to do it for me here. It's been Aiden. Pretty sure this is going on the Lighthouse podcast, so thank you guys for streaming, just following, supporting the pod. See you guys next episode. Peace out. Welcome to the Lighthouse podcast with your host, Aiden Nienbao, and co-host, Gio.